Absolutely. Take something like Avastin, drug presented yesterday, looks pretty effective, but I don't think they know how it works.
Has that been looked at, the bevacizumab in the neoadjuvant setting?
No, we're about to look at that.
Really?
Yes. What you can do is a single agent preoperative study. So because you have a window between time of diagnosis and surgery, and because we can get access to fresh tissue at the time of diagnosis and fresh tissue at the time of surgery, we can look at the mechanisms of actions of multiple drugs. And actually, increasingly, pharmaceutical companies now understand that this is the way to develop a drug. Because if you have a drug which hits a particular target, you want to see, first of all, that that target's expressed, that it's expressed by a high percentage of cancers, that it's stable over time. Then you want to show that the drug in the dose that you want to use hits the target and hits it effectively. One of the things I think that's held back other cancers is their inability to get repeated biopsies to look biologically at what's happening in the cancer. And the great thing about breast cancer is that you can do that. And in a center like ours, you know, it's interesting, you know, say 6 and now 12 patients, and we can do a 30-patient study where we get fresh tissue before and afterwards within about 8 to 10 weeks.
I see a major movement in the cooperative groups now, finally, to do that. The NSABP has two big neoadjuvant studies, B40 and B41, HER2-negative, HER2-positive, different scenarios, but again, an emphasis on getting the tissue and looking at, I don't even think they're going to look at long-term disease-free survival and overall survival. They just want to see what's going on in the tumor, which is what you've been doing for a long time.
Absolutely. We've got to understand the biology. We've got to understand how the drugs work and why they don't work to get around resistance. Well, we've got to understand resistance to these drugs. Otherwise, we're never going to be able to design strategies that are likely to be effective.